Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December the 9th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. Taking a look at Friday's performance, it was a bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. We saw the NASDAQ indices along with the Russell 2000 lead the way to the upside there. We even saw the dollar finish in positive territory, though we'll take a look at its chart along with AGG. Similarly, we'll look at its chart here in a moment as well. Leader to the downside was crude oil down 1.6%, which when we look at that chart this morning, it comes down to form a potential spread quadruple bottom here at 67. A move below 66 would break that and test that low from September of this year. So worth keeping an eye on that for crude oil. As far as AGG goes, we saw it reverse back into X's after Friday's action there at 99 and a quarter. From here, it takes a move above 99 and 75 to flip it back to a positive trend, but also that would be a second consecutive buy signal for AGG there. Now looking at the US dollar, we continue to see it pull back a little bit here on its chart. Pretty healthy overall, though. 105.50 is where it currently resides. First pullback level we saw in December for the US dollar there, but still not quite back to the middle of the 10-week trading band when we look at the chart. And then from US equity index perspective, we saw the NASDAQ 100 along with the NASDAQ composite move to new all-time chart highs. NASDAQ 100 doing so with a move above 21,600 there. On the US equity front, still looking at the RS chart of value or growth versus value, pardon me, the Vanguard Growth ETF versus the Vanguard Value ETF VUG versus VTV on a 3.25% chart here. Reverse back into X's following Friday's action, favoring growth again. We saw it reverse down in at the end of July this year, right before we saw the markets move lower in August. But ultimately, we've now seen it return back to a column of X's favoring growth in the near term, as well as in the long term, since we've been on that market or that RS buy signal there in May of 2023. Looking at indicators today, we did see 10 weeks reverse down as stocks hover around their 50-day moving average. We saw the 10-week for the NYSE move below 60% on its chart and a reversal into O's. Generally speaking, we still see most of the intermediate term to long-term indicators sitting in X's or at elevated levels, so not really any major moves there over the weekend. As far as dolly action goes, we did see communication services continue its uptick in the dolly rankings, moving up to second, overtaking industrials there and moving just behind financials. Additionally, we saw small cap growth emerge above small value, and we've seen Africa to Middle East continue to see a boost here, primarily because of Israel is where we've seen a lot of that action getting a relative boost, if you will. But seeing that action on dolly, asset classes remain the same for the most part. Looking at individual stocks this week reporting earnings, we have Adobe reporting on the 11th, that being Wednesday, moved back into a positive trend and gave a second consecutive buy signal with Friday's action there. Buy signal at 544, flipping the trend back to positive with a move above 552. That is Adobe's lone attribute currently, is that positive trend, as it's been a relative laggard against the market and its peer group. But worth keeping in mind, there's some pretty notable resistance here, 584 near term, and support lies at 496 as well as at 480 for Adobe. Then Broadcom reporting on the 12th, that being Thursday. It's currently a 4 for 5 after moving into a negative trend and giving a sell signal middle of last month. Did see a reverse up last week and has traded higher here to 180. I've seen some pretty notable resistance develop here in the mid-180s. Move above 188 would clear that and be a new high for the stock, be a new all-time high for the stock there. But currently, support lies at 158. So one bearing in mind and keeping a close eye on Broadcom there, as you might look at some near-term support levels or look for closer support levels on smaller scale charts there. You can take a look at that as well. But moving on to Costco, COST, it's a 5 for 5. We're also reporting on Thursday, gave a third consecutive buy signal there at 976 in the latter part of November. Saw it move above 992 here recently. Has support here at 912 as well as at 800. Currently trading at all-time chart highs with that particular position. But as always, if you have a question about a position you may be looking at or a question about the video, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.